It's amazing how many things that are in the secular world have real good meaning if you think about them in terms of Christ. I want to pray before we start this message. Father God, thank you for Rose and thank you for her faith in you, which is an example to us. And I pray, Father God, that you might bless us during this time, that we might meditate upon that faith that she had that took her over the rainbow, and she can look down at us now from skies where there are no more storms and there are no more trials and tribulations. I pray, Father God, that we might catch a glimpse of what she is enjoying. And bless this word, because she trusted in your word, and we want to look into your word at this point. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I am Pastor David, and I am also a brother-in-law to Rose. You see, she's my sister in Christ, and in the law of Christ, I'm her brother. She's got a lot of brothers here. I wanted to salvage Terry out of that one. All right. The text I want to read has this message in it. Resurrection is God's decree that humanity has an eternal destiny. And I want to read this scripture, which is maybe not too familiar, but I want to read it in the New Living Translation, which says it a little bit better. The scriptures tell us the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. What came first was the natural body. Then the spiritual body comes later. Adam, the first man, was made from the dust of the earth, while Christ, the second man, came from heaven. Every human being has an earthly body, just like Adam's. But our heavenly bodies will be just like Christ's. Just as we are now like Adam, the man of the earth, so we will someday be like Christ, the man from heaven. Christian hope has many, many dimensions. Dimensions as many as there are trials and tribulations and troubles in this life, disappointments many times. But in the face of death, Christian hope is clearly a resurrection hope. Resurrection is God's decree that humanity has an eternal destiny. If you don't remember anything else from this message, that's what resurrection is about. It gives us that hope. And that's what I've entitled this little message, Resurrection Hope. God, by putting His image into physical bodies, which he did at the very beginning, created something unique in the universe. The human body was called not just good by God, it was called very good. That's how he described it. The human body wasn't just to be temporary, not just a temporary idea. It was part of his eternal plan. And deep in our hearts, that's what we long for. That's why we talk about this over the rainbow thing. Deep in our hearts, we long for this to be so. And this text that I just read from, if you didn't know where it was, 1 Corinthians 15, this text promises that it is so. It is so. It's really true. And it also explains why it's true. The biblical record tells us about two trees, and I'm going to add a third, but Adam ate from a tree that brought death. Now, God had warned him in Genesis chapter 2, you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die. Some people think, why did he make it then? Well, it might have had a purpose for us to use later, but at that point it was lethal, like feeding a baby a steak. You know, they get choked and die. Well, that is very good news. That is real, and I'll explain why it's good news. Because God's warning tells us that this experience of death and decay that we've inherited in the human condition, it's not God's original plan. It's not God's plan. Human death is not part of God's idea for us, his plan for us. And in fact, God wants to deliver us from it. And that's where the man from heaven comes in. And Christ provided a tree that brings life. Adam ate from a tree that brought death. Christ brings us a tree that brings life. And God personally entered into our human condition. It's a deadly condition, a condition in which he could die and would die. He did it for that purpose. And in John chapter 1, it's a familiar passage, that word talking about the second person of the Trinity. The word became flesh, dwelt among us, you know. And we say the word of God, the word who was God, became flesh, became a human being. Now, this is what we call the Advent, and we're in Advent season right now. And Advent means coming. It was the coming of the incarnation. When we talk about Emmanuel, God with us, that was Christ. God with us in human flesh. So Jesus gave us another tree to feed upon. And listen what he told us. You've heard this before too in John 6. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. On that tree, the cross, Christ's fleshly body received our death curse. The death curse of the old race of Adam. And we see that in Galatians. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. On that tree, he gave his body to be cursed for us. But by his resurrection in a glorified body, he is now a life-giving spirit offering his life to us as we receive him into our lives and join and make that connection. Holy Communion that we observe on a table right here at Eschaton the same way when we have our church service. By the way, the church at Eschaton is an extension of Faith Legacy Church. People don't know that. And so Rose continued to go to Faith Legacy. She just did it at Village Community Church. Well, we have the communion table also in front of our pulpit. And on it, it says, in remembrance of me. Most tables do that are the Lord's table. in remembrance of me. It's a memorial. It's a memorial where believers gather at the table of Christ's death to feed upon his life. People don't see that sometimes, but that's the closest thing you can get to the cross is the table of the Lord's Supper, because on it is provided what he did on the cross, the fruits of the cross. Well, that table gathers us to feed upon his life, that table of death. But God often gathers us when dear ones die to feed our minds upon their lives. And in that sense, this is the final tree I'm talking about. A Christian's memorial, like this memorial service, is also a tree to feed upon. God pictures the life of the believer as a life of growth, and he makes it like a tree. In Psalm 1, it said, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers. Death seems to end the growth and fruitfulness of this tree of life that is on this, that the believer has. But Christ has made that growth and that fruitfulness to last for eternity. He's extended the life of it into our eternal destiny. Death, again, has gathered us, as it has often in this church and other places where we've had to gather around and contemplate and feed our minds upon a marvelous, fruitful life that has passed from us, as Rose's has. But those lives and Rose's life were lives that were lived out under the limitations and the constraints of, as this passage says, an earthly body, just like Adam's. And we all are experiencing that even today. Resurrection hope anticipates enjoying an afterlife that is lived out in our heavenly bodies, which will be just like Christ's body, glorified, free from death and decay and disease, built to last forever. That was Rose's faith. This was the resurrection hope of Rose Moses. She has left behind this body, the body she inherited from the first, or the old humanity. She was a child like us of the old humanity. But once, as a born-again child of the new humanity, once she held by faith these promises, these scripture promises, the passage that I read. And now, she enjoys them by direct experience. I mean, you know, she's there with Jesus in his presence. Her faith has become sight. If Rose could communicate right now, and I think I can stand in her stead as her brother-in-law, as her brother in Christ, I think she would communicate with us this, that she would like all of us here to know what she is knowing right now. What she is knowing right now. She would say, oh, I wish you could just know this. Deep in your heart, know it. It's so real. I mean, I'm with it. This is what I've always had faith about. Now I'm seeing it. I think she would share that with us. And she would invite everyone to that faith. This faith that we're talking about here, a faith that connects us forever to that one who, on that tree, on that cross, he sacrificed himself to purchase this hope, this resurrection hope that we have, and whose resurrected physical life up in heaven, that Christ has that now, that physical body resurrected Christ guarantees our eternal destiny. I always like to give an invitation on something like that. If you have not made that connection, you need to make that connection with Christ. It's a connection just by faith and when you place yourself in Christ, and He places Himself in you by the Holy Spirit, you've made the connection that will take you to that eternity. Where Rose is at right now. Let's pray. Father God, thank You again for this wonderful testimony of life. Many, many years of testimony. And a lot of work. A lot of labor and a lot of just little tiny things that had to be done in her life that she did faithfully and gave us an example. I pray, Father God, that we'll take the example of her faith and also, Lord, the example of her life, and Lord, let it be a memorial, something we feed our minds upon. She was a tree that was planted in the Lord, and she grew with great fruitfulness. Lord, she's going to continue to grow in heaven that way. And Lord, we want to join her there. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.